And it's time for a little thing that we sort of started rolling out last week, and I thought, it's got potential. It's a little seed that can grow. So we thought we'd bring it back this week and sprinkle a little bit more water on it, and a bit of sunshine, fresh air, and see what it grows into. It's just a little mindful moment. And Helen Garner is back in studio with me this week. Yogi, free diver, philosopher, and just a cool person on a Tuesday. How are you doing, Helen?
Good, thanks, Mike. Nice to be back.
It's great to have you back. We had a cool chat last week, just after your morning yoga class, which you conduct so expertly here at the Lifestyle Center. And we were talking about breathing, the breath, and the importance and accessibility of a little bit of mindful breathing in your daily routine, and what a wonderful thing it is and how it can change the game. And then you messaged me to tell me about this amazing story. Someone who heard the chat on the radio and then like actually put it into practice. What happened?
Yeah, actually it was amazing. A friend of mine actually messaged me Tuesday evening and said, "You won't believe it. I heard you." I was like, "Well, that's the first amazing thing." And she said her niece had fallen and cracked her chin open. Oh, and they had to go to emergency, and they had to do the whole deal with stitches. And obviously everyone's panicking, and the child is traumatized. And so they did the whole buddy breathing, where they put the soft toy on the tummy and focus on the breathing. And she said it really worked.
That's amazing.
I know.
Kept calm, got through the whole thing.
I know.
With the power of breath and being able to just kind of focus that attention and see it, you know, the belly breathing.
It takes the attention away from where you are, from obviously the sore, the owie.
Yeah.
But the other thing is oxygenating the body, it's calming the brain down. So on the sort of physiological level, we don't even have an idea of how amazing it is and how we come alive as human beings, as spirits, to sort of be breathing properly.
Wow. And we talked about this really easy thing that the Navy SEALs even do in America. So, you know, they don't mess around, those guys. If it doesn't work, they don't do it. But no. You told me about this box breathing that anyone can do in any stressful situation. Like if you're stuck in the line at Home Affairs like you were the other day. How does box breathing, the thing, work?
So the box breathing, and it's really important to know that in this day and age, we live in fight, flight, or fright. So that's the sympathetic nervous system. So we've got to get out of that and find ways to get out of that into the parasympathetic nervous system, which is to regulate and relax. So that's the way we come into it, through this box breathing. So it's inhale for a count of four, hold for a count of four, exhale for a count of four, and hold for a count of four. And you're just working your way mindfully up a box, up a square.
Okay.
You know,
one side you're inhaling, then you're holding for the next side, and exhaling for another side, and closing the box with another hold. Yeah. And those can be a long count of four. It doesn't have to be 4 seconds.
Yes, it's your four. And the thing is, I mean, it's if you think about a Navy SEAL being in a situation of high intense stress, your decision-making abilities are limited if you're in fight, flight, or fright. You've got three options. So you want to get yourself out of fight, flight, or fright. So that's how you do. You come into the parasympathetic nervous system, which then allows you to be more reasonable in your decisions.
Wow. And that's what we want. We want to make smart decisions in life, because you're getting choices thrown at you all the time, and you kind of have to try and be your best self.
Yes.
You want to be your best
self. And the world is intense at the moment. The world, there's lots of fight, fright, or flats going on. I mean, it's just, that's the reality of it. So we want to be able to approach it in the best way that we as humans can.
That's so cool. And it, the thing with the breathing is it's so easy to integrate into your daily routine. If it's the first thing you do as you wake up, whether you're still lying in bed or whether you're sitting with a cup of coffee somewhere, you can take a couple of minutes just to do a little bit of breathing and just to kind of anchor your days.
Exactly.
Right?
And it's free. It's free and it's easy, and it literally works. So it's nice to be able to read stuff in a book, and we have all these things in our brains about things, but when we can actually practically put it into our lives and see it starting to change our lives, that's where the magic happens.
Yo. I love this. And I think it's such a cool thing. It's this free gift. You can start playing with it today, right now even. And along with that, I was chatting to you, sort of figuring out where we were going with today's chat. And I was thinking maybe there's a way we can sort of do a little add-on. So now you got the breathing. That's like your one tool, free tool. Use it. Don't use it. But I think, you know, what you got? You nothing to lose by trying it, right? Mm. Along with that, there's this other thing that it seems a lot of really successful people, however you define success, I'm not just talking about like monetarily successful, but people that seem to have it all going on, they're going to seem to have their head screwed on tight, some people just seem to have their SH1T together, you know what I'm saying? And it seems like a lot of people right now are embracing this idea of gratitude. And what I say, a lot of people, maybe not a lot, of people, but certain influences, certain people that I don't know, like look at like Oprah. who doesn't want to be like, you know, have that level of influence and gravitas and just centeredness? But what is it about gratitude that is having such a moment at the moment, do you think?
The thing about gratitude is that, I mean, I can throw out, you know, we all know those kind of memes that like gratitude turns what we have into enough. And that's a big one because, you know, I was talking to you earlier before we went online, was that we have so many wants and not wants because we're human. And so that's life. We can't not be human. And we have these wants and not wants. But if you just do some gratitude, it turns you away from that. So it's almost like focusing on the good and not focus for 3 minutes, you're not focusing on what you want. You're focusing on what you have and you are saying thank you for it. It's an amazing way of turning away from something that's not healthy for us.
This feeling of unfulfillment and insufficiency and sudden
exactly. And then we're looking outwardly. We should be looking in, and it literally is this ability to be more. You have perspective. You look at something and you no longer have this ache inside you for wanting more because you have. You look and you're able to see, I have this. Yeah. And you can always find something to be grateful for. I remember when my kids were little and we would do 3 gratitudes a night after prayers. And my son kept saying, thank you for my stick. And I remember thinking, no, you can be grateful for more. And that was it. I mean, he was 3 and that's what he was grateful for, his stick.
He loved that stick.
He loved his stick.
And he was really grateful for it.
And he did. He absolutely loved the stick. So what gratitude does as well, and this is science, it raises your vibration. So we all know that the world works on vibration, right? And the vibration of gratitude is 540.
This is science. They've measured this. They've figured this out. This is true.
Yeah, okay. there's a solfeggio frequencies and stuff, the gratitude of what the different sounds are and what the different feelings and states are. And gratitude is 540. It's a very, very, very high state to be in. Once you hit that, you can't not have an open heart. So gratitude opens our heart up and it opens our ability to see. So then we have perspective.
Yeah.
And then we have resilience because it's not denying what is. And like I said, we live in fight, flight, or fright. We've had KwaZulu-Natal has been battered for the last two years.
Yeah.
And it's not sort of spiritually bypassing and saying, la, 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 everything's good. It's just teaching us resilience, teaching us perspective.
I think that is such an important thing and something that I think all parents want to instill in their kids and we all want to have in our life is that resilience. And that's, if there's anything that's going to get us through whatever challenges the future holds, it's having that ability. How do you develop resilience? Well, you build it over time with little things like this, right?
Absolutely. And looking at everything as a gift. I mean, and that's pretty much one of the most biggest sort of game changers for me was being grateful for the hard stuff because it teaches us so much and we can then dig deep to find your gratitude, but you find it.
Wow, wow, wow. So let this be a little challenge or a little exercise. If you can find a moment, any time during your day, maybe it's on your lunch break today, or maybe you want to end your day with it, or start your day with it tomorrow. But find a moment that works for you, and something that you can hopefully turn into a little bit of a routine, a little bit of a habit. But if it's going to take you like a minute, just list 3 things, 3 things that you're grateful for, even if one of them is your stick. But
I won't judge you. I've moved on from judging.
But it can be as simple, it can be as profound as you are so grateful for having found your partner, or for your child's health, or it can be as kind of fleeting and ephemeral as, wow, I'm so grateful for the sunrise this morning. Or you know, just find three things that you can just lock onto and just feel gratitude for, and you'll be amazed what it does to the rest of your day.
It opens your heart.
Wow. And it's free again.
It's free.
So why not try it? So there you go. And you can do some box breathing while you're at it. And this is so cool. I'm loving this. I can't wait for next week to see what we can pull out of the bag. Because these things are here. And this stuff is like ancient. People have known about this and have been putting it into practice in various traditions and schools for like millennia, but it still works.
And what you just said as well is practice. That's it. It's being able to practice it, and it's being able to make it practical. So like I said, we can read all these lovely books and they seem great and we have all the information in our head, but to actually put it into practice during the day. So that's the other thing. I mean, love yourself enough, respect yourself enough, and honor yourself enough to try and do this every day. Set a time. It's like you said, if it's lunchtime, if it's before you go to bed, have a gratitude journal, you know. Just try and set a time, have the discipline and love for yourself to do it.
Because you deserve it. You do. You deserve happiness, and you deserve to feel gratitude and to feel great. So there you go. Thus endeth the Tuesday.
Thanks for coming to our TED Talk.
Tuesday moment of mindfulness. Helen Garner. And for those that want to follow you on the socials, or just to connect with you, where can we find you, Helen?
It's Helen Garner Yoga, at Helen Garner Yoga on Instagram.
There you go. And don't feel intimidated by all of the incredible yoga poses that Helen does. She does a really accessible and cool yoga class, more than one, but you know, I catch her after her Tuesday morning yoga at the Lifestyle Center. So if you want to jump in and join that, can folks find all the details through your link in bio on your...
Yes, or Facebook. You can find me. I am findable.
Okay. Helen Garner Yoga. You heard it here. Helen, have a terrific Tuesday.
Thanks, Mike.
And keep breathing. Back to the music. Here's Meghan Trainor and Lunch Money Lewis saying, I love me. Hey, you see, they're obviously on the same train, the gratitude train.